listening to the Classical Wisdom Audio Library. So today, we're going to talk about one of the most interesting figures you'll ever find from classical antiquity. He was a philosopher with some rather interesting ideas, and he was a man who, very often, literally spit on societal norms. His name was Diogenes of Sinope, and he is often considered one of the more eccentric, or at the very least, untraditional, of the ancient Greek philosophers. He is credited as being one of the founders of Cynicism, and practiced these ideals through the eccentricities that filled his life. It was Diogenes' belief that all artificial growths of society, such as status and wealth, were unimportant, and could in fact be damaging to men's souls. Diogenes held open contempt for abstract ideals such as reputation, property rights, or patriotism to any state. He is often credited with the first use of the word cosmopolitan when he stated that, "I am a citizen of the world," or cosmopolitis. While living in classical Athens, it is said that he resided in a large ceramic jar on the outskirts of the marketplace. He made a career out of begging and lying about, all while surviving on a steady diet of discarded onions. During the day, Diogenes wandered the streets with a lantern because he was, quote, "looking for an honest man." Diogenes was constantly dirty, disheveled, and often smelled of filth. He urinated and defecated in public, and it was not uncommon for him to literally spit in the faces of those who disagreed with him. For this reason, Diogenes was sometimes referred to as Diogenes the dog. Rather than being offended, the philosopher reveled in the idea of being more like a dog. A dog, he believed, was more in touch with nature, and therefore more closely in tune with true happiness. The dog does not care for social status or material possessions. The dog does not make himself a slave to the superficial desires that so plague the hearts of men. The dog lives life in the present and does not concern itself with abstract notions that might damage the soul. Diogenes believed very firmly that man is not above nature. We are inescapably a part of it. And the further we retreat from this truth, hiding behind our lavish houses and material treasures, the further we withdraw from true virtue. Now, whatever lessons we might hope to learn about the Cynic philosophy from Diogenes, we will have to do so indirectly. Although it is claimed that he authored several books, letters, and tragedies, none of them have survived today. So it is left to us to learn through the anecdotes of his life. Fortunately, there seem to be no shortage of interesting stories regarding Diogenes the dog. One rather interesting tale that demonstrates Diogenes' particular brand of philosophy regards an altercation with Plato and a disagreement on the definition of man. At this particular time in Athens, Plato had given Socrates his definition of a man as a, quote, "featherless biped." This description was highly praised and admired by Athenian intellectuals and commoners alike. The only person who wasn't impressed, it would seem, was Diogenes. It is said that upon hearing this definition, Diogenes promptly plucked a chicken of its feathers, visited Plato at his academy, and then threw the featherless bird at the man's head. Diogenes then declared, "Behold, I give you Plato's man." It has been said that Plato was so shocked by this counter-argument that he immediately changed his definition. Man was now a featherless biped with broad, flat fingernails. The event stuck with Plato, and he would later describe Diogenes as Socrates gone mad. While Diogenes did not care for Plato or his fascination with intangible philosophy, it appears he held even more contempt for ideas like material wealth and power. He was not afraid to defy anybody who represented these ideas, even if that person was the most powerful man in the world. It is said that Alexander the Great met with Diogenes one morning in the Greek town of Corinth. The conqueror had heard many stories of Diogenes the dog, and wished to meet this filthy philosopher. The legend goes like this. While Diogenes was bathing in the morning sunlight, Alexander appeared before him. the king of Macedonia asked Diogenes if there was anything he, a man who seemingly had everything, could do for him. The philosopher responded, "Yes, stand out of my light." Alexander was said to have been so impressed with the remark that he then stated, "If I were not Alexander, then I would wish to be Diogenes." Now, there are a few interpretations of this story. Maybe Diogenes was sunbathing and didn't appreciate the unwarranted shadow that Alexander cast. Or perhaps it means that Alexander, the man who exemplified the ideas of status and wealth, was standing in the way of Diogenes finding his truth, his light. I'll allow you to draw your own conclusions.